playing football? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Membership has its privileges.
Yeah?
Especially being in Dallas. Dallas is a man, they love their Cowboys. And
they do love their Cowboys, don't they?
Everywhere you go, they love their Cowboys. And Dallas was great for me. Just for the opportunity to be with those Super Bowl teams, it made a difference in everybody that was on that team's life for, you know, forever, you know.
But, like, on a Sunday afternoon, you won't go and turn it on and watch an NFL game?
No, heck no. I mean, I never watched football. I have never, ever watched football.
You don't like basketball? You don't like baseball? You don't like none of it?
None of it. I mean, I like car racing a little bit, you know, but I don't know any of the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, but
it's amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, football is cool. Other than playing, I really have no interest in it. So
you really took football as a job. It was your job.
Yeah, you should look at it as your job because, you know, they'll fire you, know. If you ain't doing it. So, yeah, but it was fun. It was fun playing football. I like playing football. Matter of fact, the year that I did not play, a friend of mine named LaTanya, she took me out and we played a touch football game, like a group of guys, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, guys on the street doing a touch football game. And I had more fun playing that than I did playing a professional game because there was no stress behind it. And, you know, I was out there and I was enjoying it again.
Oh, yeah, playing touch football with girls. I'm right there with you.
It wasn't co-ed and naked, though, but it was cool.
All right, the great Dixon Edwards here with us. Now, we're going to play, Dixon, the bit of tape that has made you so famous and made you such a part of the lore of this show and the ticket.
Okay.
We're going to roll that now, and we will discuss it after we hear it. So, as we always do, let's rise, face the north, and pay heed once again to true greatness in our midst.
You know, everybody in the back of their mind, they hope. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, you always hope, but, you know, the first day, that Friday, you know, they had an opportunity, and they take advantage of, a lot of those guys, I'm quite sure, I'm not speaking for everybody else, but I'm speaking for myself, but if, you know, a lot of guys would, you know, I guess would take a lot less, you know, just to be in a comfortable position and, you know what I'm saying, and be what, you know what I'm saying?
But you know
sure.
what?
But, you know, it gets to a point, you know, so, you know.
They can't.
Yeah. Dixon, you absolutely wowed us with that.
Thank you very much.
Now, here's something that I've been wanting to ask you for 5 years or 6 years. What the hell were you saying?
I have no idea. what was the question?
We don't know.
We don't know.
The answer just floored us.
That's what I'm saying. What was the question? I have no idea what the question was.
I don't think you knew back then what the question was.
I'm ill.
All right, now, I have three theories about this, Dixon. I want to bounce these theories off of you as to what might have spawned that.
Okay.
All right, now, we talked to you after you had signed your free agent contract with the Vikings.
That's
what led to that.
Okay.
That's what we were talking about there. Okay. So I figure that probably the night before, there might have been a little partying involved. Possible? Is that possible?
No partying.
All right, let's eliminate that. All right, number two. Now, were we on 11? We were on 11 to 2.
Yeah, we were 11 to 2.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, we must have caught you right when you woke up. Possible?
No, what? No, didn't wake up. No, I was probably up.
All right, my third theory is that that's not really you. That you must have had a buddy or a cousin or a brother or somebody over there. You handed him the phone and said, here, talk to these guys and tell them you're me. Possible?
No, I don't think it was that one.
All right.
It sounds like I was still in the bed doing something else, though.
That's my theory. My theory
like,
is
what
that,
was going on while he was talking?
My theory is that there was a woman in the room at the time, and maybe you had just woken up, maybe you know done some partying, whatever, and she was just sitting there doing her
Yeah, congratulating on my deal.
Literally your deal.
Great deal. Go out there and do it again.
But you know, we have done everything in the world to that piece of tape. We have actually edited out all the you knows and played it without that. And we still don't know what you said. We have taken it down by sentence, dude, word by word.
I'm still real.
Don't know what that means.
I was trying, you know, my friend, he told me all about it. And matter of fact, it had got all the way up to Minnesota. They had talked to me one time. I guess y'all were trying to contact me while I was in camp or something. And what was his name? The PR guy.
Dave Pelletier.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah, Dave told me that you wanted to get in touch with me about it and everything. And so I was like, well, oh, well. But, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was cool.
It's a lot funnier now.
I mean, I'm just, I'm all the people that I have met from it, you know. It's cool.
Hey, there are listeners, because we've been playing this for the past 7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. Yeah.
And there are people that have that whole thing memorized. They have it memorized.
The guy.
Yes. Grego says that if the place ever catches on fire, that's the one thing he's going to go in there and get.
Yes. If the ticket ever catches on fire, the one thing I'm going to get is that tape.
Man, shoot. I need to just sign a contract, get some royalties.
Yeah,
boy,
you do.
Make a fortune.
You know what I'm saying? Put it on record, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that thing has been played more than Hey Jude, I'm telling you.
Hey, so shoot, I done went platinum, huh?
Let's hear it one more time while Dixon's in there.
You know, everybody in the back of their mind, they hope. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, you always hope. But you know, the first day, that Friday, you know, they had an opportunity and they just didn't take advantage. A lot of those guys. I'm quite sure. I'm not speaking for everybody else, but I'm speaking for myself. But you know, a lot of guys would, you know, I guess would take a lot less, you know, just to be in a comfortable position and, you know what I'm saying? And be where, you know what I'm saying? But
you know what?
But, you know, it gets to a point, you know. So, you know.
Dude, there is such a woman in your room at that time.
Yeah.
There is no question. There is a woman.
Oh, that is such greatness.
Yeah, the concentration wasn't there, was it?
Yeah. Totally not there. Well, Dixon, we appreciate you coming up here today. You know, this is something that we have been wanting to talk to you about forever, and I'm really glad you came up here today. And it's really nice to talk to you again, man.
Oh, yeah, nice talking to you, too.
And good luck on the new theater up in Cincinnati.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
Do you live around here these days, or do you spend most of your time up there, or what?
Oh, no, I still live here in Dallas. You know, I still live in Dallas.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you need to come out to one of our remotes sometime. A lot of people would like to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw y'all down at the... What the heck was that? At that Star, you know,
Yes, we did.
You kind of avoided me.
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't avoid you. We came right up to you.
We were afraid you were going to punch us.
Why would I want to do that?
Ouch. We just didn't know you back then, Dixon, that's all. Tell you what, we're going to get you out to ticket stock next year, okay? Let everybody meet you out there.
We'll get you some money. You can come
we'll
out
get
the
autograph side of thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, all right. We'll pay you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good. There's the great Dixon Edwards. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola and the Harry Karaoke Song of the Day are up next.
The Ticket. Rangers are hanging around.